Now, over in Turkey, police have scuffled with dozens of angry protesters. They had been trying to storm the Israeli consulate in the Turkish capital of Istanbul. And there are also reports that the Israeli ambassador has been summoned to explain Israel's actions. Well, for more on this, let's go to Anita McNaught, who's in Istanbul for us. Anita, so it seems that this issue is now going up to the highest political levels.
Oh, this is turning into a major diplomatic incident, no question about it. And the Israelis won't be happy at the level of demonstrations outside not only the Israeli embassy in Ankara this morning, but also the ambassador's personal residence, and not to mention the consulate in Istanbul. It is absolutely the case that Turkey has formally summoned the Israeli ambassador. I've spoken with the foreign minister this morning before the opening of a usual business day. So to give you a sense of the seriousness with which this is being handled, he has been summoned to appear before offices are even usually open, if you like. They will be issuing a statement, the foreign ministry told me, as soon as the meeting has been held. The Turkish government had been issuing calm but clear statements to the Israeli government in the weeks since the flotilla left, asking for the Israeli authorities to exercise restraint in dealing with this convoy, saying that it should be seen as a positive step, and that that while it was not a formal government emissary, if you like, they denied Israeli accusations that this was a publicity stunt, and said that this could be a very positive move. We believe that if this assistance is perceived as a humanitarian activity, then undesired problems can be prevented. This was the foreign ministry spokesman a few days ago. So they will be most unhappy at the turn that events have taken. I have to say that Turkish media here, which are characteristically excitable, are reporting the worst of the casualty figures, as yet unconfirmed, as they are emanating out of Israel. So, and at the same time as they're doing this, they are appealing for calm to the Turkish public. So you can imagine emotions in some quarters in Turkey will be moving in an upwards direction this morning.
That's right, Anita. The whole issue of the Palestinians is very much a sensitive point in Turkey. And also, the issue has also spilled over, as you were saying, to diplomatic relations. I understand that relations between Turkey and Israel have faced a lot of sticking points in recent months.
It's been an 18-month downward spiral, and Gaza has been absolutely at the center of it. I think no other issue, apart from perhaps American foreign policy in the Middle East, unites Turks in their distaste and discomfort as much as Gaza does. There is huge support for what they view as the mistreatment of the Palestinians here in Turkey, right across the political spectrum. There are regular demonstrations. It's an issue that that unites Turks. And the Turkish diplomatic relationship with Israel really went seriously downwards at a meeting in Davos. It's an internationally famous event now, 18 months ago, when the Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, interrupted Shimon Peres of Israel at a debate they were having about the Gaza intervention by Israel, where he said, just 1 minute, as Shimon Peres was launching into a justification of Israeli actions, just 1 minute, he interrupted him, "You Israelis really know how to kill." At which point, claiming that the opposite side had not been given enough chance to put its case, he stormed out of the debate. This brought him home to Turkey to a hero's welcome. People poured out to the streets cheering the Turkish Prime Minister for saying what it was viewed widely in Turkey and right across the Middle East as Middle Eastern governments failing to have the moral courage to do. And since then, Turkey has been very much in the forefront of serious diplomatic pressure on Israel, asking for a change of policy in Gaza. And of course, the Turks very much in the forefront of this aid effort, and very much in front of the aid effort back in December last year, which actually reached Gaza. But this a cause very close to Turkish hearts.
Indeed. And as you were saying, that this is a rather emotional issue, and we're seeing pictures of people gathered in the streets, that rally, people clashing with police. What does the day look like? It could be as the story develops in Turkey.
Well, we will be heading ourselves to see what's evolving. But what has happened at the moment, I can tell you, is those demonstrations, those pictures of demonstrations, I know you have them in Istanbul. I don't know if you have them in Ankara, too. They have now calmed down. Riot police in Turkey are historically quite effective at this. They have brought some calm to the situation, and the gatherings are now, I understand, praying in front of the various locations where previously they were demonstrating quite vigorously. Many of the windows in the glass buildings of the consulate building and the surroundings have been smashed by the demonstrators. They're in a commercial district where there are a lot of other office buildings. So a great deal of glass, as you can imagine. But at the moment, the gatherings are quiet. There are prayer meetings going on. And the organizers, the Turkish organizers of the Free Gaza Flotilla, have set up a crisis center in a district of Istanbul called Fatah, which is very much identified with the more observant Muslims in Istanbul, where they have offered help, assistance, and comfort for the relatives of those on the boat. For obvious reasons, there's huge concern that Turks might have been caught up in the violence, although we have no knowledge of that yet.
Anita McNaught, live for us in Istanbul. And as Anita told us, Turkey has been at the forefront of this aid effort, and diplomatic tensions are starting to rise there. We'll, of course, have more on our breaking news story of that aid convoy heading to Gaza being intercepted by the Israeli military. We'll have that. We'll be taking a short break right now, but we'll, of course, get you all the latest updates and all the latest news on that.